So Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Tes of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include four other approaches to the Machlekes Reb Meir v'Chacham regarding the claim of Maitzi Shemra, a man who falsely accused his wife, who is a 12-year-old girl and the Besula of his Nus, is punished with Malkus, and he must pay our father a fine of 100 silver coins. Reb Meir holds Maitzi Shemra b'Shleisha. For this claim, three judges are sufficient. While the Chacham hold Maitzi Shemra b'Esrim b'Shleisha, for this claim, 23 judges are required. Edom Zayman is in a case where after the first Edom testifying to the alleged incident, other Edom come and testify that the first Edom could not have witnessed the alleged incident because they were with us elsewhere. The first Edom become Edom Zayman, and the Torah says, "Vasisim lekasha zam lasis la'echav," they are liable to the same punishment or payment they wanted to impose upon the defendant. Kimli b'dirah minei, when one transgresses an isser in which he is liable for multiple punishments, he only receives the most stringent punishment such as misa and does not receive the less stringent punishment such as mammon. However, mammon lezeh when the fashas lezeh, if the two punishments were for two different people, the transgressor does receive both punishments. Machlekes Rav Yosef and Rava regarding plainly revani lutzaini. Al tashas rasha eid, one who committed an avera deraisa becomes a rasha and is pasul le'edus. Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai, one's testimony regarding himself is not accepted because he is considered his own relative and Karav Pasul Eidus, and therefore, in Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha, one is not believed to say that he committed an Avera. Pagin Dibur, a statement can be divided into separate components. Therefore, Bezin can accept someone's testimony about the same incident regarding the other person, but not regarding himself.